Stable are EURR and USDR contracts, exploited for 10 miners, ZACXBT reports. On-chain investigator ZACXBT has flagged what he describes as an exploit of smart contracts linked to StableR's EURR and USDR stablecoins, with losses estimated at around $10 million. The alert was relayed by Cointelegraph in the early hours of May 24, 2026, and is the first public signal of an incident touching the Dutch issuer's two flagship tokens. The market was already nervous heading into the report. Bitcoin was trading at $76,645, up 1.6% over 24 hours, but still down 2% on the week, with the Crypto Fear and Greed Index at 38, firmly in fear territory, as of May 24, 2026. A stablecoin side exploit at this size lands directly into that mood. The initial claim ZACXBT's post, surfaced through Cointelegraph's alert account, points to EURR and USDR contracts as the affected surface. ERR is StableR's euro-pegged stablecoin, and USDR is its dollar-pegged counterpart, both issued by a Netherlands-based entity that has marketed itself as one of the early MiCA-licensed euro stablecoin issuers in the European Union. The post does not yet identify the exact contract addresses, attack vector, or whether the loss represents drained user balances, treasury funds, or liquidity routed through a connected venue. Until the issuer or an independent forensics team confirms those details, the $10 million figure should be read as a working estimate from one of the most reliable on-chain trackers in the space, not a final number. StableR has not, at the time of writing, posted a public statement on its accounts about the incident. Stakes for MiCA-aligned Euro stablecoins. Euro-denominated stablecoins are a small slice of a market dominated by USDT and USDC, but they have become a focal point for European regulators trying to encourage onshore alternatives to dollar liquidity. The European Central Bank publicly pushed back on a Bruegel proposal earlier this month to expand the Euro stablecoin footprint, citing risk concerns about scaling these instruments too quickly. An exploit of a MiCA-aligned issuer feeds directly into that debate. Even if reserves are untouched and the affected contracts are peripheral, the headline will be cited by skeptics arguing that EU-regulated stablecoin rails are not meaningfully safer than offshore equivalents on the smart contract layer, where most actual losses occur. The other context piece is volume. Stablecoin supply hit a record $323 billion this month, but the growth is concentrated in dollar tokens. Any high-profile loss event at a euro-denominated issuer makes the chicken-and-egg problem for euro stablecoins worse. Liquidity stays shallow because trust stays low, and trust stays low partly because liquidity stays shallow. Open questions. A few things will determine how serious this episode looks once the dust settles. First, whether the $10 million came out of the protocol or out of users. A treasury-side loss is bad, but a user balance drain is worse and would invite consumer protection scrutiny under MiCA. Second, the attack vector. A signature replay, an oracle manipulation, an unguarded mint function, and a bridge exploit each carry different remediation paths and different read-throughs to other issuers using similar tooling. Third, the response time. Stablecoin issuers under MiCA are expected to demonstrate operational resilience, and the speed and clarity of any communication from StableR will be watched as a live test of how a licensed European stablecoin issuer behaves under stress. For users holding either token, the prudent move, while details are unclear, is to avoid making new on-chain moves involving the affected contracts and to wait for an official scope confirmation before judging whether reserves and redemption rights remain intact.